I'm Hillary. That is your 4 minute buzz. And now here's Glenn and Stu with the start of our show.
Thank you so much, Hillary. It's going to be a good day. We've got a lot coming up, including Brad Thor and a couple of other things that I think you're not going to want to miss. But first, let me tell you about our cruise through history. Stu and I have selected some friends to go along with us to Venice and Greece and Italy and Croatia, not Croatia. Croatia.
Croatia. Israel.
Dubrovnik in Israel. And we are so excited to bring David Barton, Rabbi Lappin, and Bill O'Reilly with you to learn about history.
Along with authentic Italian food.
Yeah.
Because
you seem to be focused on that.
That is the most important thing to
me.
It is. I mean, maybe not to everybody else.
Yeah.
But you will enjoy, the Italian food will fuel you through the history.
Yeah.
That's really how I'm looking at it.
You'll be like, I can eat right after they shut their big fat mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to hang with us. You can just hang by the pool. You can eat your face off. You can go on shore. You can have the tours directed by us, whatever. It is really a cool once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the places that are really on your bucket list. I imagine they're on my bucket list. ComeSailAway.com. Learn all about it. ComeSailAway.com. Get your cabin before they're all gone.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
I was reading a story yesterday that said AI may not take your job, but it may be your boss. Well, I'm going to take that a step further. I think it's going to be the boss of everything. And I'll explain why and how. But we're going to start with what Project Veritas came out with yesterday. Yesterday, they came out with a report that now is hard to find unless you go to projectveritas.com. You're not going to find this video on YouTube or anyplace else. Why? Because they go after Google. And they have Google now on tape explaining exactly what's happening to voices. But I'm going to show you how this all ties together. But first, we start with Google and what we found in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, I can't believe that we live in a time like this where you have to actually worry about these things, but we live in dangerous times and we need to discuss difficult topics to keep our family safe. We are seeing more shootings, toxic politics, unprovoked acts and attacks than ever before. There is a possibility that you experience one of these. And what do? You shouldn't, A, have to feel defenseless or unprepared. That's why, for a limited time, the United States Concealed Carry Association is giving away one of their most popular items, the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide and audiobook, to anybody who wants it, and it's free. All you have to do is text the word Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, to the number 87222. You do it right now, and you're going to get your free guide and audiobook. Inside, you'll learn what you really need to know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and so much more. Text the word Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, to the number 87222 and get your guide. Compliments of the USCCA. You want to hurry? This offer ends Friday, June 28th. Plus, if you claim your free guide right now, you're also going to get a bonus security checklist to print out for your local school, church, or office. So don't miss this offer right now. Text the word Glenn to the number 87222 right now. That's G-L-E-N-N to the number 87222. All right. Welcome to the program. We have a lot to go over in the next couple of days. And if you are somebody who is has followed my warnings of AI and the warnings of high tech, we are getting now to a place to where you're not going to be able to believe your eyes or your ears. And that is happening very, very soon. We're being manipulated without even knowing it. And quite honestly, I think we are moving in a direction that is China-like. And I think we're going to get there much faster than any of us believe, especially those who are not paying attention. So I want to talk to you about algorithmic unfairness. What is algorithmic unfairness? I want you to do this test. You can do it right now. If you have your phone or you're at your computer, just go to Google and type in men can. Now, what I have is men. If I type in men can, I have men can have babies. Men can get pregnant. Men can have periods. Men can have babies now. Men can cook. And men think about nothing. Is that what you got? What do you have? Just type in men can.
I have men cancer.
Okay, no, you didn't put a space after can, after the N.
Oh, yeah. Men can have babies. Men can get pregnant. Men can have babies now. Men can have periods. Men can cook.
And I have the extra men can think about nothing. Do you have that?
I don't.
Okay. Now, isn't that odd? Because we've always thought that this is what the most people are searching for, right? Whenever we've put that in, we've thought, oh, that's what everybody's searching for. Now, go back in and type in women can. Women can vote.
Is that true? Is that confirmed?
That's true.
Wow, we should have rethought that one.
I know. Women can vote. Women can fly. Women can do it. Women can be drafted. Women can do anything.
Inspiring. Much more inspiring than the men cancer thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does this reflect reality? Is this what people are searching for?
Can women do it? Who's searching Google for women can do it?
Right.
Doesn't seem
women
plausible.
Can fly.
Hmm.
What does that mean? Let's click on women can fly. What does that take you to? Shows you women can fly. It's a thing to in Virginia. They inspiring girls to fly.
Are they allowed on airplanes now? Is that accurate?
Apparently so. I guess. So women can fly, and they prove it Saturday at Shannon Airport. All right. So what is this? Do you remember a while back when Google announced that they were going to start using trusted sources, okay? They wanted to know who trusted sources were. And those trusted sources would be the ones who would be the arbiters of truth. They would get more weighting than people like, let's say, Fox News, The Blaze, Ben Shapiro, any kind of religious organization, whatever. Okay. And this is the most blatant example of it. And I urge you to do this with your friends. Show them. If you think Google is not manipulating you, just have them type in men can space, women can space, and see what you get. What Google is doing is they have a new algorithm. They're trying to fight algorithmic unfairness. And what they have with algorithmic unfairness is, for instance, the majority of men are CEOs are men. Okay, majority of CEOs are men. Well, that's unfair. Even though it's true, that presents an unfair picture. And so the trusted sources that they found, what a surprise, the trusted sources agree with the extreme liberals in Google headquarters. And they are social justice warrior sites. They are the ones determining what's true and what is fair. So when you're searching for men can what? Well, men can cook. Men can have periods. No, they can't. Men can have babies. No, they can't. And that is not what should be coming up at the very beginning. What they're doing is they're pushing their agenda. But what they're doing is more subtle than that. Because you look at this, and if you don't know about algorithmic unfairness, you think, wow, is everybody searching for this? And they are manipulating you subtly. And they're doing it through the Sources of Truth database. They are the arbiters of the Sources of Truth. And their sources of truth are social justice warriors. So the algorithm doesn't just look at what is popular. It doesn't look at what is most convenient for you. See, this used to be tied to you. I'm looking for this. Okay, I'll find that for you. But when it comes, if your viewpoint is against the Source of Truth database, it's going to suggest some other things. For instance, yesterday we found out in documentation through Project Veritas that if you search for Joe Rogan and you watch a Joe Rogan, Dave Rubin, you watch a Dave Rubin video, what you're going to find is they're going to suggest other things that might interest you, like things from CNN. Well, wait, what? Now, if you search for things on CNN, you'll find more stuff from CNN. You won't find Joe Rogan. And I don't know why I'm calling him that. You won't find Dave Rubin. Okay? You search for something and you're watching, you're going to get a whole bunch of suggested titles from CNN and MSNBC and everything else. You won't find Dave Rubin in that list. But if you look for Dave Rubin and you're watching a Dave Rubin video, YouTube is going to suggest a lot of MSNBC and CNN because they want to expand your mind. And, you know, if you're watching this, well, you should probably watch a little of this, too. You're being manipulated. You're being taught. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play the audio of the executive at Google explaining all of this. And why they are doing it. It is absolutely incredible how cavalier they are sitting at a restaurant just openly talking about manipulation and why. We'll do that in 1 minute. If you're in constant pain, you are definitely not alone, and I know because I was too. My pain and inflammation so bad that there were days that Tanya would have to get up and she would have to button my shirt or tie my shoes some mornings. I am happy to say that hasn't happened in a very, very long time. So I can relate to the way your body feels. My pain has changed dramatically. Now, if you're a veteran, if you are just, you have an old injury from sports, if you, whatever your injury is caused from, in all but the most extreme cases, people are starting to find real relief with relieffactor.com. And I mean that 70% of the people who try it. I've been taking it now for 18 months, going on 2 years, and I feel better than I have in 6 years. It is 100% drug-free. It's created by doctors. Try it. Get your life back. Relief Factor. Try their three-week quick starts, $19.95. If you're in pain, you have nothing to lose but the pain. If you want a drug-free and natural way to ease your pain and get your life back, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID. I'm going to tie all of this stuff together throughout the show today, but I want to just start with you're being manipulated in real time right now by Google and Facebook and all the rest. We want to concentrate on Google because this has ramifications for the next election. And I don't know if anybody in Washington is even going to do anything about it. Here is audio cut one of Project Veritas sitting down with Jen Janai. Now, she is the head. I love this. She is the head of responsible innovation for Google. Their definition of responsible is much different than my definition of responsible. This is the sector that monitors and evaluates the responsible implementation of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. Listen to what the woman in charge of a responsible implementation at Google says they're doing.
We all got screwed over in 2016. Again, it wasn't just us. It was like people got screwed over. The news media got screwed over. Like, everybody got screwed over. So now we're rapidly been like, what happened there? How do we prevent it from happening again?
Okay, so she said, in 2016, we all got screwed over. Not just the people at Google. Everybody. Men, women, mainstream media. We all looked at each other and said, what just happened? Now, she's talking about the election of Donald Trump. So what just happened? We all got screwed over. So we have to prevent that from ever happening again. Cut two.
Accusations on random fairness is that we're unfair to conservatives because we are choosing what we define as credible news sources, and those news sources don't necessarily overlap with conservative sources.
Stop, so stop. She's saying here, we get accused of not being fair because what we deem fair is not fair to conservatives. Because we choose the news that we feel is credible, the credible news sources. And what we feel are credible news sources are not the credible news sources to conservatives. Now, is this what you've heard from Google or anybody as they're testifying? Have you heard this from their PR people? That, yeah, we're just picking the news sources and conservatives, you're out of luck. You're not going to like them. But we don't find any truth in your news services. I thought they weren't manipulating anything. Continue.
Congress multiple times and we've not shown up because we're like, we just know they're going to just attack us. Like, we're not going to change our response. We're not going to change your mind. There's no point in just sitting there being attacked for something that we know we're not going to change.
Like, okay, stop. Is this cut three? Okay, this is cut three. So what she's saying here is we're not going to Congress. You know, many times they've called us up and we're not going because we're not going to change our mind. And all they're going to do is yell at us. So why would we go and have them yell at us for something we know what they're going to say? And we also know we're not going to change what we do. Is there any more on that?
Pressure is not changing.
Cut four, please.
The reason we launch our AI principles is because people were not putting that line in the sand. They were not saying what is fair and what's equitable. So we're like, well, we are a big company. We're going to say it. Where my definition of fairness and bias specifically talks about historically marginalized communities, and that's why I care about communities who are in power and have traditionally been in power are not who I'm solving fairness for.
Our definition of fairness, one of those things that we thought would be like obvious and everybody would agree to, and it wasn't. Like, there are the same people who voted for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness.
Okay, so what she said here is, okay, so we have to draw a line in the sand because no one was drawing a line in the sand, but we're a big company. So we decided we will say it. But we understand that what we're looking to do is be fair to marginalized groups. And those marginalized groups do not include any of those who are in power. And we were surprised because how we defined fairness, we thought everyone would agree, but not everybody agrees on fairness, especially those who have voted for this current president. I go back to the first cut where she says, we all got screwed over. We all got screwed over. And when we got screwed over, we decided to do something because we have to stop this from ever happening again. What is she talking about? A Trump victory. We have to stop this from ever happening again. Well, you know what? It makes it a little more interesting now to think that we all believe that if somebody like Elizabeth Warren, you know, is the candidate, it's going to be a slam dunk. but not necessarily. Not if you have Google and Facebook as part of your campaign. Not that they're taking any money or colluding. Absolutely not. But if you have people at Google and Facebook manipulating the algorithms so you're only going to find things that agree with whoever the Democratic candidate is and makes the Republican candidate look bad, you don't have a prayer. Especially when it comes to deep fakes and audio deep fakes. I'm going to show you a little later on in the program exactly what's happening with deep fakes and audio deep fakes. We are at the point, and this should be the number one conversation in the world today. What happens when you cannot believe your eyes or your ears? And the Encyclopedia Britannica is being changed all the time. So when you're looking through the Encyclopedia Britannica, all of a sudden, it's steering you to go find something else because it doesn't agree with your premise and your point of view. You're being manipulated. It is only going to get much, much worse. They are now taking and manipulating you. They admitted it here with Project Veritas, but they also have documents coming out of Google where they are explaining how they are steering people away from people like Dave Rubin. Now, Dave Rubin is really very, very effective because he's a former liberal. He was with the Young Turks, for the love of Pete. And he realized, wow, this is wrong. I don't agree with what they're saying here, but I can't be a conservative. And he's taken the world on his journey. He's extraordinarily dangerous. You have to steer people away from him. And so they do. And they admitted it in documents. So what does this mean for our future? Stay tuned. Today, I'll show you the rest of it. Also, Brad Thor and Pat Gray next.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Car Shield. Man, I wish Car Shield covered tires. I wish they covered tires. Over the weekend, I had two flat tires. I was about 6 hours away, and both my tires, boom. You don't generally carry two spares, so had to be towed back in and yada yada, and that one wasn't covered. But I will tell you the things that, you know, really count, that, you know, are mechanical, those are covered. So when you have something, you know, your rings go, I don't even know what a ring is. I mean, other than the one you wear on your face. I have no idea. If it goes, it's going to be covered with mine. How about yours? If you have a car that is 5,000, 150,000 miles on it and it doesn't have a warranty anymore, you need extended coverage, and Car Shield will give you the best. Check into all that it covers, and deductibles may apply, but it is the best. It's carshield.com. Saved my butt a lot of money. 800-CAR-6000.
BlazeTV.com/Glenn is the place to go to sign up for Blaze TV. And any place to protect conservative voices, as we were just talking about, use the promo code Glenn.
Well, Pat Gray, welcome to the program. Pat just informed us that he is... May we talk about it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is having surgery on Friday. Mm-hmm. They're going to take out four discs, mm-hmm, in the spinal column towards his neck. There's a 1 in 250 chance he will lose his ability to speak, and I'm putting it all on red.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Telling me there's a chance.
I'd like to keep my voice mainly so I can continue to yell at my kids.
Right. I appreciate that. This is fairly regular surgery, though, is it not?
Yeah, and it's done a lot now, and they've perfected it pretty well. Peyton Manning had it done a couple of years ago, and he won a Super Bowl afterwards. So I'm thinking I'm going to play quarterback in the NFL after. Yeah,
right. Maybe they can. Yeah. Maybe they can juice you up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm not sure if I can make it for this season, but I'm definitely in next year.
Okay. All right.
So that's kind of cool.
The good thing Manning is he didn't lose any of his arm strength after that surgery. You know, I mean, he did have an amazing year, but that Super Bowl, he was throwing about 26 miles an hour and still won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why. Okay, I'm done now.
Yeah, I'm done now.
And, you know, but that's part of why I'm, that's most of why, really, because the pain, you know, I've dealt with the pain for 30 years now, but the weakness in my arm will be permanent if I don't do something about it.
So they have the same thing. They've said the same thing for me because I have thoracic outlet syndrome. Which is means
thoracic
that,
outlet.
Thoracic outlet syndrome.
Mess.
You know what that is, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, so like it's weird. Like baseball players will get it. Pitchers will get it a lot. Okay, and what it is you have your thoracic outlet is being blocked and pinched, and so you lose the feeling in your arms and the power in your arms and your hands, et cetera, et cetera.
Huh.
So that's why, you know, my hands, they're always tingling and everything else. We thought it was neuropathy. It's actually thoracic outlet syndrome. I have it in both shoulders. The only way to take care of it
that sucks
is to remove the top rib on each side.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
What do they do instead of the rib? They got to put something in there, right?
No.
No?
No, it opens up because it's getting everything's getting pinched. And so it's pinching all of the nerves.
And so you're not going to do it?
I know. Uh-uh.
No.
No.
Have you asked them how long you'd be out?
They said they started with, it's extraordinarily painful.
Oh, good.
And I'm like,
good.
Okay, you had me there. I'm walking towards the door right now. And they said, you need it on both sides. And they said, we can't do it. We have to do one at a time. So you'll have one for 6 months and recovery, and then the other one for 6 months. So it's year of recovery. And I'm like, I don't know if I have that many years left anyway.
I mean, it's 26-27% of your life. You don't want to.
Right. And it's my, and it's my arms and hands. Are they that important?
No.
Doesn't affect my voice, does it? No. Okay. I think I'm pretty good for a while. I think I'm gonna delay.
This is every conversation among men as you get older, isn't it? This is it.
It is.
Pretty much.
You said, hey, what surgery haven't done?
I know. This is, you remember we used to sit down and we used to hear about our aunts and uncles and all their, you know, gastrointestinal problems.
Now it's us.
I got bursitis. I got bursitis. The gout right now.
I don't even know what bursitis is, but I bet I got
it. I have it.
It's agonizing.
Yeah. All right. So, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Well, one thing is that, you know, you've convinced me with this Google stuff that I'm officially switching to Lycos search engine now. Lycos or Ask Jeeves. I'm kind of putting them up against each other to see which one I like better.
Make sure you're listening an hour from now. Make sure you're listening because I'm going to tie. Well, are we going to do that? Okay. So an hour from now, I want to tie all of it together. I want to show you what's coming. Everybody will talk about their one little piece, but I'm good at taking the dots and connecting them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you what world we are headed for within 2 years. 2 years.
Wow. All
right. And then I'm going to do that next hour.
Okay. I also wanted to show you something that men can do. And I guess women can at the same time as well, but I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's been circulating for a while, but this happened in Houston a while ago where a couple is driving down the road and she starts screaming about, I don't know, her pregnancy or something. It's her pregnancy is about to come due. Okay. You know,
really?
Yeah.
We don't know what exactly is going to happen,
but
notification in the mail.
Yeah. That your pregnancy is coming due. So right. She's screaming and carrying on and he's trying to drive. It's like, okay, I got it. Right. Hang on, would you? But here's what happens. This is amazing.
Oh my God. Oh, it hurts so bad. Oh.
Okay. Calm down. I'm trying to drive here.
Please get there.
Listen to how calm he is.
I don't know.
You want to take your pants down?
I don't know if I can do it. I can't.
Oh my gosh, it's coming out! It's coming out! It's coming out! The head is out!
Why is
the head is out? Take your pants down, honey.
Right, and he pulls down her sweats just a little bit. And then pretty soon...
The head is out!
The head is out.
Good God.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh my gosh!
We've all been through this if you have kids.
No, not in a car. Not while driving a car.
Right. Not while driving a car.
No, this guy needs an award.
I know. And then?
Do you want me to stop or do you want me to keep going?
Listen to him!
Do you want me to stop? Or? That's how you have to be with your pregnant wife, though.
We had a baby.
It's out.
Now you'll see here, they bring up a crying clump of broccoli here.
No, it's born and she's recognizing it as a baby. So it is a baby now.
Oh, okay. All right. So they did identify this as a baby now. And I guess a male baby? I don't know where they're getting that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's breathing just fine. All right.
Get a cry.
No. He's breathing. If he's crying.
Can you imagine doing that?
No.
She just gave birth by herself.
No.
What a freaking horrific process that is.
And who's going to
crap?
It is.
That's beautiful. No, it isn't. I got news for you. That is a freaking horror movie, what just happened. Holy crap, man.
It is hard. It's amazing. I mean, I barely wanted to be there for the birth of my kids. I certainly don't want to be there for the birth of anybody else's.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a horrifying process. It is.
And what
I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I thought it was a little horrifying.
What about first of all, you give the guy some credit, obviously. I don't know how he stayed on the road for that. But
wait.
Number one,
Who's videotaping? Is he driving and filming? Videotaping?
He's got
one of those taping.
GoPros or something.
Is it a GoPro or
I think
just
it is.
Camera? But either way, he's taping, which is bizarre, right? Like you're in the middle of this process and you're taping. And you can't, you got to understand, he knows he's on video. So of course he's being calm. Like he's the perfect.
No, that is
the perfect guy.
No. That is the voice that you ask. That's the voice you use.
That is the voice you use. When your wife is in labor.
Would you like this?
Should I?
Would you like this?
Should I slow down? Should I touch you or not?
I can do either. I can do anything.
You want to rub something or not?
I got a gun in the car. I can shoot myself if that would make you happy. I'll shoot myself right now. What gun? No gun? Would you like me to hang myself?
I'll never forget the first time with Jackie. It was like, why aren't you helping me? And then as I'm, trying to figure out what to do and rub her back, get off of me!
Right.
Get away from me! Okay, all right, okay. So that's the voice you have to use because you don't know what to do.
Mm. Tanya was the best. Tanya was absolutely the best. She actually found me funny all the way through it, and I got her laughing all the way through it, and it was great. It was really a great experience.
Also must have been the last time that ever happened, right? And she ever found you funny?
Shortly after that.
She's heavily medicated at that point.
She's never found me funny since, but it was. I really enjoyed it.
My wife was on Facebook in the middle
beautiful.
Of it. She was in the middle. She was freaking posting messages on Facebook in the middle of it.
Is she really?
Oh yeah,
both times.
Yeah. She had the easiest. I mean, again, this is her saying it to me. It looked very difficult. But she said it was very easy, and she did the whole thing. The furthest thing we could get from natural birth is what we tried to do. Quote unquote natural birth.
I highly recommend that.
Yeah, exactly. And she felt, she was on Facebook. In fact, she has, she does a radio show as well. And she had, because she knew this was coming up, or at least she knew it was close, she had recorded her show that day. So she had people calling her up about what she was saying on the air while she was giving birth. That's impressive.
That's amazing.
She was hosting a show while she was giving birth.
Wow. So the baby's fine.
Yeah, baby's fine.
Mom is fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who's cleaning the car?
I don't even know if you want that that car recycled.
I think
just
you
crush the thing.
Yeah, I think you just take that one right to the car crusher. We're done with this one. Thank you. All right.
Don't reuse the metal. Just
really.
Just bury it.
Don't ask any questions.
Chernobyl. Put it under concrete.
You might drive it in, and they might call the FBI. Look, this guy just turned this car in.
I think he murdered somebody in there.
All right. Back in 1985, a group of progressives in San Francisco created a phone company, and their goal was donating a portion of their profits to promote left-wing causes. That company grew, and it evolved into a cell phone company now called Credo Mobile. Well, in 2014, they created a super PAC that tried to flip five Republican-held seats. And in 2015, they were Planned Parenthood's largest corporate donor. Now, what you don't know, so far, they have raised over $80 million. This on top of the fact that the thing that you don't know is that Verizon and mobile companies like that give tons of money, millions of dollars, to Planned Parenthood and even La Raza. This was started really in the 1980s through the Tides Foundation. They realized they had to change the tide, and they knew that they needed to get people on corporate boards, and they needed to get the money from corporations that conservatives were getting. Well, we've been sitting here just thinking everything is fine. It's not fine. Now, in 2013, a group of conservatives got fed up with watching their cell phone bill going to the left, and that's why they created Patriot Mobile. Now, I wanted to tell you that story so you understood. Patriot Mobile has been advertising with us and has quietly raised over $2 million to support the Constitution and the values that we believe in. But they need your support. This is a phone company and a phone service that is on the main cell towers, just like everybody else. So if you have Verizon or whatever, you're going to get the same coverage as the coverage that you normally get. Everyone uses the same cell towers now. So they're using those same cell towers, but they're going to save you money with plans starting as low as $25 a month. You'll save money, and you will help save our country from the left by A, not putting money into these big cell phone companies and Planned Parenthood, but also because they're taking some of their profits and they're rolling it into conservative things. Now, as an introductory offer, Patriot Mobile is offering a free month of service on all new lines. Switching is easier. In fact, we've switched all of our phones for Mercury Real Estate. My family has switched. I urge you to switch. It's patriotmobile.com/Beck. Use the promo code Beck. Get a free month of service. Stick together. We must stick together. Patriot Mobile. Do this switch today. PatriotMobile.com. That's PatriotMobile.com. So glad you're here. We are starting our pop-up museum this weekend, 12 score and 3 years ago, The Unfinished Promise of Unity. It is happening at our Mercury Studios here in Dallas, Texas, and we would love for you to attend. I would warn that perhaps you shouldn't bring your little kids to this. We will try to have pass-throughs, but this one is very difficult to pass through some of the disturbing images. This is Slavery Then and Now, and we have things that are just amazing. Not only will the Juneteenth document be here, the original Juneteenth, but the Gettysburg Address, the 13th Amendment will be here. There's a couple of other things that are just stunning that they are here, and we want you to see them. But the storyline is what's really important, and we can continue to dwell on the past, which will make us the villains of the future. And that's really the point of this. If we continue to dwell and not learn from the past, but dwell on the past to point fingers, we will become the villains of following generations. And you'll understand why. And it will become in sharp detail. Yesterday, we had a bunch of stuff sent over from Iraq. And Syria, these boxes, and we were opening them up yesterday, and disturbing. There are some of the clothing from some of the people that had been slaves and killed by ISIS, and it was disturbing to hold those those orange jumpsuits yesterday, or to hold the ISIS, you know, black head wrap and uniform. And you'll see some of these things along with the tools of slavery from the past. And we will compare them to the tools of slavery today. And I didn't know if we could make this case as strongly as we could with visuals so you could see. But nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And we're asking you to become an abolitionist, an anti-slavery abolitionist, because it's happening today. And it's really important that you see this. We keep talking about an awful lot of nonsense and what he said and she said when some real things are happening in the world. And we really want you to be a part of it. I will be there the whole time. I want to see you. 12 Score and 3 Years Ago. Get your tickets now at mercury1.org. That's mercury1.org. Join us. It opens this Saturday and runs till July 7.
All right, I'm Hillary. That's your 4 Minute Buzz. And now here's Glenn and Stu with the next hour of the show.
Thank you so much, Hillary. Brad Thor is coming up in just a second. Stand by for that. Buying a home is easy when things go your way, and real estate conditions are looking excellent for most of the country. Equity is on the rise, rates are low, prices are affordable. Your dream home may be within reach. Rates are still in decline. Take a 10-minute phone call and do your own homework. Call the salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing to learn how you can save a buttload of money. These people work for you. They don't get bonuses from the bank by jamming you in some sort of loan instrument that the bank is trying to sell you. You can get pre-qualification from the salary-based mortgage consultants at American Financing fast. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB and over 2,500 Google reviews. They never charge upfront fees. You can utilize every kind of loan. This is the place to get started. Whatever loan you're looking for, call AmericanFinancing.net. They can help you. AmericanFinancing.net. Or you can call 800-906-2440. American Financing, America's home for home loans.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Russia. I remember hearing Barack Obama saying the 80s wants their foreign policy back. Russia was laughed at as a foe. Should we laugh now? Brad Thor has a brand new book out. It's called Backlash. It's out today. Brad Thor, one of my favorite fiction authors. This one is based around Russia. It's a thriller, but it's not fiction, it's faction. We talk to Brad Thor next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I want to talk to you a little bit about LifeLock. If you've ever used your bank's digital payment service to send somebody money, I want you to listen up. Cyber thieves have found a way to steal from bank accounts by using that wiring service. Scammers are using a combination of spoofed phone calls that look like they're coming from a customer's bank, hacked text, ultimately breaking into customers' bank accounts and stealing their money. Somebody's identity is stolen every 2 seconds, and you could miss certain identity threats if you're monitoring your credit alone. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your Social Security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they're going to send you an alert. If there's a problem, they have a U.S.-based restoration specialist that's going to work to fix it. They got a whole team of these people. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but they're the best in the business. So join now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code BECK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or head over to lifelock.com. That's lifelock.com. Use the promo code BECK and get an extra 10% off. That's lifelock.com.
I'm done waiting on a better day. Cause everything's gonna be okay.
program, Brad Thor, good friend of the program, a guy who has done work for Homeland Security, their analytic red cell unit. He's lectured to law enforcement about over-the-horizon future threats. He has been the keynote speaker for the National Tactical Officers Association annual conference, Ronald Reagan's 100 celebration, the Young Americans Foundation, supporter of the Heritage Foundation. He has spoken at their national headquarters on the need for robust missile defense. He also is a guy in 2008 that shadowed a black ops team in Afghanistan to research his thriller, a really good one, called The Apostle. His latest is out today, and it is called Backlash. Welcome, Mr. Brad Thor. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. Good morning, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I want to talk, first of all, congratulations on what number book is this?
This is 19.
19. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. And I tell people it's like the James Bond movies. You can jump in at any point. You don't need to have seen all the Bond movies to see the latest.
Right.
So Backlash, if you haven't read me, is a great place to start.
Okay. So this is how I'm taking this. This is part spy novel, part survival book, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And so you nailed it when you said that what I do is faction, where you don't know where the facts end and the fiction begins. So I wanted to do something with my main character, who was a Navy SEAL and gets recruited to do some of the nation's most dangerous business that we don't want our fingerprints on. And this guy has been a thorn in the side of the Russians time and time again. And they decide they're going to come to the United States. They're going to put a bag over his head, drag him back to Russia, interrogate him. And then they are saving the honor of killing him for the Russian president. He's going to put a bullet in Scott Arvath himself. And so when I did the research for the book, I wanted to know two things. Number one, I wanted to know what the training was like for our soldiers and our intel operatives in what's called SEER school. That's an acronym for Survive, Evade, Resist, Escape. Mm-hmm. What do these guys do? How are they trained? That's number one. Number two, I was fascinated by a little-known program that Barack Obama's administration set up and President Trump kept going and actually has added a lot more meat and muscle to. And there was a position called the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs. This is the gentleman or lady, currently a gentleman, who's in charge of setting the machinery of the United States government, its military, to absolute overdrive if an American gets taken overseas. And I said, if you had a guy like Harvath, what would happen? He said, we would move heaven and earth in the first 48 hours to apply such withering pressure on whoever took him that they would beg us to take the person back. And I said, what if you didn't know where he was or the people who took him were denying it? He said, well, we'd still apply the pressure, but now we're getting the SEAL teams involved. Delta's getting involved. And that's the kind of neat facts behind this book. You're going to get short, crisp cinematic chapters, a great white knuckle thrill ride, but you're going to learn a couple of real life things in Backlash that it just absolutely blew me away when I did the research.
Okay, so I want to stop here and go into this, because it seems like the United States, if somebody is taken, it seems like we don't really do much. Like, for instance, North Korea, we had somebody taken and, you know, a citizen, and he came back and died right after. I mean, what?
That wasn't a
kidnapping. That was an arrest. But can you give me any real life examples of when this has happened and we can point a finger to, holy cow, the United States doesn't screw around when a citizen is taken?
Well, these things are interesting because you are doing diplomacy. Let me tell you what the war room is like and where the war room is that was set up and still exists. It's at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., and it has desks all over the place, the clocks with the different time zones, the television monitors, all the kind of stuff you would expect from like a high-speed kind of Clancy movie sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. And at each one of these desks is a representative from the major branches of government. So you've got the Treasury Department, you've got people from the Defense Intelligence Agency and the Pentagon, the NSA, all this stuff. And so what they're doing is they're all sharing information, trying to find pressure points. So in a case like Otto Warmbier that you were talking about in North Korea, there was the continued diplomatic, I cannot say that they looked at military options because I did not discuss that with them, nor would they reveal that if they were. But knowing what I know about this system, I'm sure they were looking for a way, if they could pinpoint where Otto Warmbier was and they could have gotten him out, that might have been a consideration. But in this case, he wasn't necessarily taken hostage.
Yes.
He violated the law in that country. We could air quote around due process, but he had committed a crime that wasn't in dispute. The reason this group was set up was in the aftermath of the murder of the journalist James Foley, mm-hmm. who was beheaded by ISIS, mm-hmm. and our inability to get him back before they could kill him. That's the kind of stuff that the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs and the fusion cell at the FBI exist for.
Okay. So the book starts with this operation by Russia in the United States. I want to ask you, how much did what happened over in England play into this story? Because Russia seems ballsy to where they're doing stuff that we would have they would have never done during the Cold War. They would have never done that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
So how realistic is Russia coming into the United States and doing an operation like this?
So with this book, that starts on page one. It's explosive action right there. And not only what the Russians did, I look at what the Russians did in the UK twice, where they went after Litvinenko with the polonium in the tea earlier than the Skripal poisoning. But they also, in Iraq, several years ago, a Russian diplomat was taken hostage. And the Russians sent over a special team to Iraq. They figured out the group that took them. They found a relative of the head of the group, and they started slicing off body parts on that relative and mailing them to the guy in the group, saying, you're going to get him back a finger at a time, an ear at a time. And they basically wrapped this Russian diplomat in a baby blanket and brought him back and laid him gently on the steps of the embassy and gave him back to the Russians. They don't screw around, but if they did something like this, Glenn, it would be unquestionably an act of war. So I looked at this and said, how emboldened are they? You know, they went into Georgia under George W. Bush. They took the Crimean Peninsula under Barack Obama. And now with everything happening with Iran and all that kind of stuff, they are trying to drive a wedge between us and our European allies. They'd love to see NATO collapse. And I think that they are more ballsy, to put it bluntly, than they've ever been before. So if you have a super operative in the United States that the president continually sends against Russia, and he's successful getting their bad actors off the chessboard, they might roll the dice and do something like this. And that's why I thought, okay, nobody's done this kind of a thing in a thriller before. I always love giving my readers something new, making each book better than the last one. I said, this is what I'm going to do. But back to the training our guys receive, Glenn, they're told you may only get one opportunity to escape. And if you get that opportunity, you need to be ready for it and you need to take it. So right on page one, as these guys are transporting my guy, taking him to Russia, Scott Harvath, something happens. And Harvath kicks it into gear, and the rest of the book is about the chase is on for him. Mm. The Russians are trying to get him back. The U.S. is trying to find him. And it's just page after page of just nonstop action till the end of the book.
So let me ask you this. You talk about the Wagner Group, which we've heard a lot about. If you pay attention, it's the Russian private military contractor. They were operating in Ukraine, the Little Green Men, and then also in Syria as well. Talk a little bit about the use of the Wagner Group and their love affair, apparently, with Nazis.
Yeah, so it's interesting because private military corporations are illegal in Russia, yet the Wagner Group exists. And it's interesting because it was started by a former Spetsnaz, Russian Special Forces colonel, whose call sign was Wagner, after the composer, who was one of Hitler's favorite composers. Mm-hmm. And these guys subscribe to a form of it is a hybrid Nazi ideology and kind of pagan religion that grew up in Russia during the fall of the Soviet Empire. So in the 90s, this thing grew up. And these guys model themselves largely after the SS. And they are absolutely terrifying. These guys are the ones that Putin sends everywhere so Putin can claim plausible deniability and say the Russians aren't there. It isn't the Russians that are here that are there, but these are the little green men. These are the people that were involved in helping to shoot down that airliner in Ukraine. They were in Syria. And I think you may have, you guys talked about this, Glenn. I don't know, was it 8 months ago? There was that big bombing where there were like 150, 200 Russian mercenaries that were killed.
Yes.
In Iraq.
And yes.
That was these guys.
I know.
That was the Wagner guys. Yeah, so good, right? So that's 150 less of these bad actors on the world stage. But and these are also the guys that allegedly were flying into Venezuela to prop up the government there as it looked like Maduro was going to fall.
So as you've done so much work for this book, the name of the book is Backlash. It's by Brad Thor. It's a thriller. He's a number one best-selling author. It is, you know, it's Tom Clancy. I mean, it's just a thrill ride all the way through. And his latest, again, is Backlashed, out in stores today. You can get it on Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. As you look into, for instance, you have the president, I don't want to give anything away, but you have the president applying pressure through finances. And let's leave it at that because I don't want to give anything away. But should we use more of those tactics on Putin?
Oh, absolutely. I think we should, considering how much money Putin has squirreled away around the world, how much he's stolen from the Russian people. I think it's a great idea. And you'll remember that for the longest time, Bill O'Reilly was saying we ought to end credit card transactions there. We ought to cut off the ability to do the SWIFT transactions with bank accounts, and that we should cripple them by not letting credit card transactions go through over there, which was a brilliant, brilliant idea. There are a lot of tools left on the table that we could still be applying to Russia. And, I think if they try anything, if we even see a Russian tuning into an American debate or coverage of the next election, I think we ought to drop the hammer on them. I don't think we should have any hesitancy to drop it. And I think President Trump, it would be an excellent move if he came out and directly said to Russia, if we even think you're sniffing around in the next election, that's it for you.
We know they're going to. We know they're going to. Are we doing enough? Is our government really?
You know, last week we were just flicking the lights over there with their power grid system
right.
to freak them out.
Right.
To say, and that's not only the election stuff, too. That's concern about other stuff. You know, we're looking, for one thing, you guys have talked about Huawei on the show before and the whole 5G thing and what's coming up. It's interesting because we're not moving fast enough with 5G. The Chinese are. The Russians are, interestingly enough, moving with their own 5G network. It sucks. It really sucks. But everything in Russia sucks. And but what they're doing here is they're using their propaganda outfit, Russia Today, to start sowing seeds of fear in American viewers. And anybody that's listening to you, I believe in the First Amendment. I also believe you should never, ever turn on Russia Today. It is straight up propaganda. And they're running stories telling Americans that 5G networks actually cause cancer and birth defects in children and so on and so forth, because they want to create a groundswell against 5G here so that Russia may be able to overtake us in this space. They're bad actors. So anything we can do, these are not our friends. The Obama people were completely, completely wrong. And they've even come out, several of them, to say, yeah, we were wrong, to say to Mitt Romney, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. But a lot of the Obama administration was wrong on a lot of stuff. You look at Iran. Had they backed the Green Revolution? And at the time, years ago, you and I were talking about this, that you and I said it made no sense, because it took 2 weeks for a tepid statement from Barack Obama. But within 24 hours of the dictator in waiting in Honduras being ousted by the Congress and exiled from the country, within 24 hours, Obama was supporting him and saying it wasn't right.
Correct.
And they need to let him back in the country. He always sided with the bad actors. And we said, why is he not siding with the young people in Iran? This is a chance for us to see democracy there. Now, years later, we know it's because he was writing love letters back and forth with the mullahs trying to complete the Iran deal. So there's always something going on behind the scenes. But a lot of what the current administration and President Trump is facing are the absolutely terrible decisions of the Obama administration. So this is why foreign policy, getting it right, is important, because it reverberates well past the end point of a particular president's time in office.
Brad Thor, as always, we'll talk to you on Friday. I think you're coming into the studio, so I'd like to spend some time with you talking a little bit more about, you know, how we've handled Iran, what you think is coming our way, et cetera, et cetera. But today we wanted to get you on because your book is out today, Brad Thor, Backlash. It's a great thriller from a guy who is part of the tribe. Support him and grab this book. Even if you've never read any Brad before, you can pick it up at any place, and then you're going to be hooked. Brad Thor, Backlash, available now. Thanks, Brad. You know, I have said for a while that I want to bring my kids to Europe and see some of the things of Europe because you may not be able to see them. You know, I think we're in that place like in the 1930s where by 1945, the world was different. Europe looked entirely different. So I've been wanting to take my kids onto a trip, and I had the opportunity to do that with Come Sail Away. We're doing a cruise through history. And I've always wanted to go to Venice in the summer. It's really, really packed. We're going to be going in the spring of next year. So we're going to start in Venice. Then we're going to Dubrovnik, then to Athens, then to Israel. And we're going to tie it all together. We're going to teach you the history of each place. And we're going to teach you how these places actually affected the United States of America and shaped us and who we really are. So these are the basic roots of our principles that have made America what it was. We need to rediscover those roots, and we'd love for you to come with us. So bring your family if you can, bring a spouse. They're even, it's amazing. This audience is so great. People are going and they're saying, I can only go by myself. And, you know, can you help us arrange to share a room? And so they're actually putting people together, and you get to know them and see if you want to share a room with them. So there's something for everybody. So please come. 3,000 of your fellow friends, the people who are listening to this program, are going to be there. Bill O'Reilly will be there. I'll be there. David Barton, Rabbi Lappin, et cetera, et cetera. ComeSailAway.com. Get all the information now at ComeSailAway.com and book your spring vacation with us. 10 seconds. Station ID. I want to go. I want to take you through something. There is new AI generated voices, and this is something that I talked to you about a few years ago and said this is going to happen faster than you can imagine. By 2020, you will not be able to believe your eyes or your ears, and we are very, very close. If you remember the last time we played machine learning or AI generated voices, the voice is much harder to get than pictures, and you could still tell. It sounded computer-generated. You could really tell. Well, let me give you the update. You can find this at the at fakejoerogan.com. It's done by a company now that is actually warning about this technology, but they're also creating it at the same time. I want you to tell me, is this the real Joe Rogan or the fake Joe Rogan when we come back? We took the test and we couldn't tell. We got about half right. And it's not finished yet. What all of this means, we'll tie it all together next.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Okay, so I loved being up at the ranch for the last couple of weeks, but what I didn't love is I didn't bring my chair. The X chair is fantastic. It is just the best chair you've ever sat in. This is a recliner. It's as comfortable as any recliner I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Lean back in it. It feels great.
What? And I would easily watch a movie in this.
Oh, yeah.
Easily watch a movie in this. You sit up straight and you're sitting at your desk. You adjust it for your back. It is perfect. Gives you perfect posture as you're sitting in it. It's really comfortable. 10 different adjustments on this chair. I want you to go to 844-4XChair. That's where you can call them and get information. Or just go to the website, xchairbeck.com. You'll see all the different style options and everything else, whether you want it in like mesh or leather. They make everything. It is an unbelievable chair. You owe it to yourself to at least try it for 30 days. Get $100 off now at xchairbeck.com. That's xchairbeck.com. Go there now. You can finance for as little as $30 a month. $100 off now, xchairbeck.com.
Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Sign up. Get 10 bucks off your membership right now. Use the promo code Glenn.
Let me start with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, if you don't know, he's a comedian, and he's got a podcast that is wildly, wildly popular. And so a deep fake company, a company that is working on voices and replicating voices for good reasons. And they're coming out and warning us all about all of the bad things that can happen with this. Has just put together a website called Fake Joe Rogan. And I just want to play a couple of cuts here and tell me if you can, which one's fake, which one's real. Cut one.
Fantastic old world craftsmanship that you just don't see anymore.
Is that fake or real? Stu?
You're asking me? I mean, that one, I maybe fake?
I think that one's fake. I've heard it a couple of times already today, but I don't have it in front of me. Is that fake or real, sir? That is fake. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Another one.
Fantastic old world craftsmanship.
That's a fake one. That's the same one.
You just don't see anymore.
Wait. Play that one again.
Fantastic old world craftsmanship that you just don't see anymore.
That's the same one, right?
That was the real one. The one I played first was not real.
Jeez.
That's the real one. The one that she played before was not real. That's crazy.
Can you play them both again, like back to back, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic old world craftsmanship that you just don't see anymore. Fantastic old world craftsmanship that you just don't see anymore.
That's not possible. That's the same thing.
Identical.
Anyway, this is the world we're getting in now. This is the world that we're headed towards. Do them again.
Deer jerky. Some of it has some sugar in it, folks. I could definitely tell.
There is a lot of sugar in deer jerky. I'm glad he pointed that out.
Deer jerky. Some of it has some sugar in it, folks. I could definitely tell.
I can't tell if that's real or fake.
I can't either.
And I'm listening in headphones, by the way.
I know.
You know, you might be in your car right now with noise.
I mean, I'd be guessing. Yeah. I'd be guessing. Which one is it, Sarah?
The first one was real. The second was not real.
Those were two different ones. First one's real. Second one's not real. I don't think so.
The point is, you can't. I mean, there's a whole
tell.
Site. Go take this yourself. What is it? FakeJoeRogan.com?
Yeah, FakeJoeRogan.com.
Go there and listen to all of them and see if you can figure it out. Because to me, I mean, we were listening to these a little bit earlier today, and every once in a while, maybe you can tell a little bit, but
you can usually tell on the speed and what he's talking.
Right.
That's what I picked up.
But I mean, that's a guess, right? Like, they could obviously, the speed is easy
to
alter.
No idea.
And, you know, I don't listen to, you know, every Joe Rogan podcast. I'm not, I know him from his, you know, public clips and stuff. So, you know, maybe if I listen to him all the time, I'd be able to detect it. But I really, just listening, generally speaking, can't even tell the difference.
So if you can't tell the difference, you're not able to trust your ears anymore, because you could produce a tape of somebody saying something that they never, ever said. But you won't know the difference.
Yeah.
You release that and I got you on tape.
Yeah, and you're just typing this in, right?
Yes,
so you can, any combination of words. It's not, doesn't just have to be words they actually said. And we did this with you, what was it, 2 years ago, Glenn?
Yeah.
With one of these companies, we put in a bunch of your audio and then tried to reproduce your voice. And you could tell it was you, but it was choppy and weird and not right. And it was easy to tell it was fake. Now they're at the point where...
Can't tell.
You can bear... Maybe you can tell 10% of the time.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, where they'll be in a year or two or three. I mean, you will not be able to see or hear the difference in the actual voice. You'll just be trusting some algorithm to tell you whether it's real or fake.
Do we want to do one more? No, I don't want to do one more. It makes me feel insecure and inferior. I can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not anymore. Let me tie some dots together. And I want to tie the dots of Libra, that is the money from Facebook, the deep fakes, the video and the audio, and also what we found out from Project Veritas in the last couple of days, plus ratings. Now, let me tie all of this together and show you the world that we will be in by 2020 to 2022 maximum. But I think we're going to be we're within 2 years of this. OK, what's happening right now? Mainstream news, local newspapers, all the way to companies like Fox News. Fox News is doing the best, but even their ratings are way down from the past. Okay. Why? Because people aren't getting their news from those sources anymore. They're getting it from social media. 1834 most primarily gets their news from social media. So that's Facebook. That's Google. That's Twitter. Now, what have we learned yesterday from Project Veritas? Project Veritas has the Google head of ethics. I mean, what kills me is the woman who was caught on tape is the one that is in charge of ethical implementation of all of their algorithms. Okay, she sees the world a lot differently than I do. She believes, and so does Google, that they need to amplify the voices of truth while suppressing the voices that are not true. And the way they're going to do this, and the way they are doing it right now, is by using trusted sources. That's what they keep using. They use the trusted sources, in their own words, as the stock for the basis of their Sources of Truth database. Now, that Sources of Truth database is what runs their analytics system and their systems to combat what they call algorithmic unfairness, and also to complete what they call product interventions. Now, what's a product intervention? Well, I'll tell you. What YouTube did, I'm quoting here from an internal document at Google. What YouTube did is they changed the results of the recommendation engine. And so what the recommendation engine is and what it tries to do is what it tries to say is if you like A, then you're probably going to like B. So content that is similar to Dave Rubin or Tim Pool, instead of listing Dave Rubin or Tim Pool as people that you might like, what they're doing is they're trying to suggest a different news outlet, for example, like CNN or MSNBC or these left-leaning political outlets. Wait, Tim Pool and Dave Rubin? If you like them, you might like MSNBC? No.
I mean, they're actually making their product worse, right?
Correct.
Intentionally
Correct.
Worse.
And what they're doing is, remember, you're the product. Whoever is posting is the product. And so they're completing what they call product intervention. So Dave Rubin is the product. You like that, but that's not really one of their trusted sources of truth. So the algorithm changes it and tries to point you to a source of truth, CNN or MSNBC. We now know this is absolutely happening. Google algorithms, silencing voices. They're controlling the voices that you hear. They're banning the voices that you hear. And then they're algorithmically changing those who aren't banned. Okay, so you're going to have a harder time finding them. They also are the biggest ad spaces in the world now. Number one and number two, Facebook and Google, though they control almost all of the advertising now. So when Lila Rose from Live Action, which is a pro-life group, was told she could no longer advertise, that's a problem. Because if your algorithmic fairness system already takes people out who are pro-life, you're putting them behind a ghetto wall. then you're saying, oh, by the way, because you're not good for our community, we also are not going to take any of your advertising. So now you can't even buy your way into stand in front of the public because you're not trustworthy. So as local speech is destroyed, as our newspapers and our television stations locally are destroyed, as our news sources are destroyed, we've looked at the internet as a way to have free speech and to be able to, you know, carve your own way through. But the algorithms now for these giant companies are steering you. So local speech is destroyed. Ads are now controlled. All of the power is centralized. We've gone back to the big studio system, gang. Now they're centralized with these two governments and two companies, Google and Facebook. Now, I want you to listen to what Facebook is doing as we drop some more pins into this and connect these dots. We give Facebook our opinions. We give them who we are. We give them the ability to track us so they can predict us. We are the product. They're giving us a little bit of water right next to the gerbil wheel, and we give them everything. And then what do? They take that data, they sell it, they nudge and control us. Well, why would you ban ads? Well, because they're busy taking our data and nudging and controlling us, and that ad, if it's targeted to somebody like me, will take that nudging off track. It doesn't help them control or shape or nudge us. Now, Facebook has come out and introduced a cryptocurrency called Libra. So, Libra, it's quite interesting. You could dismiss this cryptocurrency because this isn't what cryptocurrency is. You don't want a company that is not trustworthy doing cryptocurrency. But Visa and MasterCard has already gone into their cryptocurrency. Now, let's just say that you have cryptocurrency and it becomes the big thing. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, everybody just starts taking Libra. And so all of the transactions are done in Libra and not in cash. You just buy in and give them so much money, and then, you know, you can do transactions on anything. And if you can't buy something on the internet, wow, it's going to get really tough for you, right? You're not going to be able to buy anything. Well, let's just suggest that Libra takes off. Something like Libra, if it's not Facebook. Maybe Google does it. Maybe Amazon does it. But now the algorithm at Google and Facebook and Amazon say, you're not a trusted source. So we've already limited your voice. We've already taken you out of play because you're harmful to the community. Well, we also don't want you to have any Libra because you're harmful to the community. Now, you can just change your ways, as they told Lila Rose. All you have to do is stop talking about abortion, stop saying anything bad about Planned Parenthood, and you can come back. Oh, is that all I have to do? Yeah. But now consider that they are the cryptocurrency that you are having to buy to be able to buy any items online. Now they have real control because Visa and MasterCard are also now part of this. And if the community is harmed by you, and Facebook and Google and Amazon are the real powers, what's to stop them at Visa and MasterCard from saying, you know what, they're harmful to the community. They can't even use our cards. They're already doing this. They're doing this if you want to try to buy a gun or a gun store, not allowed to take credit cards, Visa, MasterCard. They've already started doing this. A constitutionally protected right, and you can't use their credit. So you have to have cash. Well, that's going to separate us entirely, isn't it? Some will be on old style cash and others will be able to buy things on the internet. Only if you are harmful to the community. Ban access. And if that doesn't work, we can destroy you with deep fakes. Your voice is here on tape. He has no credibility. Look at this video of him. He has no credibility. We're entering a world by 2020 that is going to be vastly different, and we are way underprepared for it. Relief Factor is our sponsor this half hour. Relief Factor will help you get out of pain. If you are in pain right now, please, please get your life back. All you have to do is try Relief Factor. Try it for 3 weeks, a quick start. I urge you to do this. This is the promise I made to my wife. She's like, just try it. And so I did for 3 weeks. And I did it at the beginning begrudgingly because I'm like, it's not going to work. I'm wasting my time. I mean, it's so stupid. Try it for 3 weeks, Beck. What is your problem? I did try it for 3 weeks. And my wife was not as wrong as usual. How's that? It's relieffactor.com. Go there now. Get your life back. Get out of pain. Relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It's relieffactor.com. By the way, we were trying to help Lila Rose and Live Action by raising money for her and others that are in the pro-life camp whose voices are being silenced. We're doing an auction of one of my paintings. So far, it's up to, what, $6,800 and $6,200? And it's up for the next month or till the end of the month. You can go to glennbeck.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see, you know, Glenn's auction for pro-life. Just click on that. It'll take you to the painting. I don't know where you're possibly going to hang it, but all of the proceeds, 100%, are going to go to two different organizations. One is Lila Rose's Live Action, mm-hmm. and the other is Abby Johnson's work.
It'll look great in your future cell.
It will. Mm-hmm. It will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what a surprise that eBay banned us from doing that. But stunning. Oh well, stunning. Yeah, we have a pretty amazing guest coming in. Her daughter is one of the girls that was kidnapped by Boko Haram in West Africa. She is going to explain exactly what is going on with the Christians.
She was freed by the hashtag, right?
She wasn't, and. She's here to beg Christians to pay attention to what's happening over in the Middle East and Africa.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I'm Hillary. That's your 4 Minute Buzz. And now here's Glenn and Stu with the last hour of the show.
Thank you very much. We have a fascinating guest coming on in just a minute. First, I want to tell you about Real Estate Agents I Trust. We started realestateagentsitrust.com because, quite honestly, I was very frustrated with the buying and selling of a home. There's no urgency. There's no return phone calls, no real marketing. And the answer is always, well, you know, it's a little slow right now, or we're going to have another open house. There has to be a better way to deal with your biggest investment. Selling or buying a home is a very complex process. It's difficult to navigate. That's why we choose agents with a long track record of performance. There's no part-time or inexperienced agents in our network. They're there to get the job done. They are experts in your area. And also, they do business like you and share your values. So if you're looking to buy or sell a new home and you need somebody that you can trust to get that thing moved, so you can move, it's realestateagentsitrust.com. We have a network of, I don't know, over 1,000 agents now that will actually market your home to help you get top dollar as quickly as possible. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. All right. Coming up in a minute, we have an incredible guest joining us in studio. Her daughter is currently being held captive for life, a slave for life, because she refuses to renounce her Christianity. She is 14 years old, and she is being held by Boko Haram. We are going to speak with her. She's in studio through a translator in just a moment.
15 seconds.
And it's something that America should be paying more attention to. But for some reason, we're just too busy arguing with each other to do what America was built to do.
The fusion of entertainment and Enlightenment.
Can you imagine your 14-year-old daughter is taken in the middle of the night? She's told, submit and become Islamic. Submit, or you'll be a slave for life. You try to raise the alarm, but your own country is incapable of finding your daughter and getting her back. It's the Islamic State. What lengths would you go to get your daughter back? A mom of a 14-year-old girl taken by Boko Haram is sitting about 3 feet from me. You're going to hear her story in 60 seconds.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The Federal Reserve and mortgage rates, we talk about it often, and it's because we're at a point in our history where mortgage rates are so low that you have an opportunity to get your financial house in order and set our course for your family's future. Now, do not get yourself wrapped up in the freakiness of what's going on. As they lower interest rates, you're going to see the stock market go even higher. It's not real. Don't buy a huge house that you're going to regret buying if things go through a slowdown, because it's cyclical. It's going to. But rates are so low right now that it's worth a 10-minute phone call to American Financing. You can consolidate loans. You can get into a fixed mortgage, which I highly recommend right now. You could buy your own home, as long as, please, get a fixed mortgage. You get a fixed mortgage and you can afford that home even if there's a downturn. American Financing, they're the only people I trust to do mortgage for me, my family, and the only ones that I've ever recommended. I don't endorse any other mortgage company, never have, probably never will. This is a family-owned operation, and they can cover you coast to coast in 10 minutes. They don't work for the banks. They work for you. AmericanFinancing.net. Call 800-906-2440. It's 800-906-2440. It's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
The world's Christian population is under attack, and you're not going to hear much about that on mainstream media. It's under attack in places all over the world for all different sorts of reasons. Mainly, it's anti-Christian bigotry, and that comes from China for their own reasons, but it also is happening in the Middle East and in Africa. With the Islamic State. Now, ISIS is bad, but Boko Haram may be even worse. That is the Islamic State of West Africa. And they have been taking children because they can. They've been taking children forever. In fact, much of our slave trade came from people just exactly like this. Muslims who thought they could take Christians and just sell them off to slavery and make them slaves for life. The mother of Leah, who was kidnapped in 2018 by Boko Haram, is in studio with us now. Her daughter refused to submit and denounce her Christianity, and she is now a slave. And Rebecca Sherabu does not know where she is other than with Boko Haram. She's going to be They're going to translate this, and the translator with us is Dr. Gloria Poldu. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
Rebecca, first of all, we're sorry for the loss of your child. Can you tell me what life is like for a Christian where you come from now?
Sympathizing with you. don't they? Rayuwan Kirista kam gaskiya muna shan wahala saboda Boko Haram suna kai hari, suna kashe mutane, suna kona gidaje, suna ɗiba kayan mutane.
Yeah, I wish you could, as you translate, I just want to say to the audience, if you're not watching the plays, you should be. The pain in her eyes is a little overwhelming.
She says, thank you for having her here. And Christians are actually going through serious persecution in Nigeria because of the activities of the Boko Haram, who are affiliated to the Islamic State West Africa. They raid villages, they burn down churches, they kidnap girls, women, kill the men, kill the young boys and the youths. It is bad.
Can she tell us, was her daughter with her at home? Was she kidnapped from school? Did she have any warning? What was the last contact she had with her daughter? Yeah, if you can translate.
We wani rana ne kika ga yarinyanki a karshe, kuma yaushe ne aka dauke ta, yaushe ne kuma kika ganta, a gida ne aka dauke ta ko a makaranta ne aka dauke ta?
A makaranta ne aka dauke ta. Suna tare a makaranta da yara, kuma an dauke ta on 19 February 2018.
Leah was taken from her school on the February 2018. She was in school. She was not at home. And the last time I saw Leah was in January when I visited her. But February 19th, Boko Haram came into their school and abducted over 110 of the girls from their school.
And without translation, just to you, what is happening to her daughter right now?
We don't know what is happening to Leah. The last we heard of Leah was in August 2018 when a video was released by Boko Haram with Leah seated on a mat with the hijab, which is the Islamic clothing.
Yeah.
And she was pleading to the President Muhammadu Buhari to please reach out to the Boko Haram and meet up their demands so that she can be released. And we know, just like you said, the only reason why she was kept back, the other 104 girls were released because 5 died. She was kept back because she refused to renounce her Christian faith. They had asked her to recite the Kalma Shahada, which is the Islamic creed, but she refused to do that.
I can't. I'm having a hard time looking at Rebecca coming to a country that she doesn't speak a word of the language and trying to talk to a country that should care and doesn't for some reason care has got to be ripping her apart, I would imagine. How can we help?
We ya za su temeke ki yanzu da kika zo nan ko za ki ga mana ya za su temeke ki
za ka hau kuka na ne a gare ku ku temeke ni ku fitar mun da yarin yana.
I have come to the United States of America to plead with your government, to plead with your people, to plead with anyone that cares. United States of America is the beacon of liberty, the hope of the world. I have come here to plead with you to do whatever you can to pressure the government of Nigeria to release my daughter. We actually don't know where to go. We have come to the greatest nation, and we are pleading with your government, crying out our hearts. Leah represents girls that are in captivity in Nigeria because of their faith, or taken so that they do not go to school. Because Boko Haram literally means Western education forbidden. And so girls are not allowed to go to school. That's why they are abducted from their schools. And we have tried the best that we could in our country to ensure that this hell stops. We are not getting results, and that's why we have come here to plead with you to please do whatever you can. Apart from prayers, take action. Do not turn a blind eye to what is happening to the Christians in Nigeria, most especially girls and women.
I want you to know, and I want her to know, that she's speaking to millions of Americans right now that truly are leading the way in America on freeing slaves in Africa and in the Middle East and all over the world. This audience has raised millions of dollars to stop the slavery from the Islamic State. And we are just getting started, and we're very well aware of it, and we will do all we can.
Ina so kisani mutane miliyoyi da yawa ne suke kallon ki yanzu suke jin wannan magana kuma suna taimako suna daukan kudi saboda su taimake mutanen da suke cikin wahala slavery da ake sa yara kamar inda aka saliya. Yana so ya gaya miki cewa za su yi duk abin da za su yi don su taimaka.
And we will.
Thank you very much.
Come.
Thank you very much.
And we will.
We kuma za su yi. Thank you very much.
Keep your daughter Leah in our prayers. Thank you so much.
We kuma za su ajiye Leah a cikin addu'a. Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Back in 1 minute. Our sponsor is Norton Security. Gosh, it's hard to do commercials. Sometimes Norton Security is not easy to be manipulated. And that's what's happening to us on the internet. And if you don't understand it, listen to today's podcast in hour two. At the bottom of hour two of the podcast, I kind of tie things together on what's happening and what's coming our way. We are fed a barrage of ads, and now we are also being manipulated by Facebook and Google in their algorithms on fairness, and it is relentless. I want you to go to Norton.com and relieve some of that. No one's going to be tracking you because you'll have a VPN. That's a virtual private network. I want you to go to Norton.com right now. Norton.com. It starts at $3.33 a month. And at Norton.com, you will be able to protect yourself from all of this. Norton.com/VPN. 10 seconds, station ID. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
This is, we are blessed to have her in our studios today. We are, we're doing a museum. It's a pop-up museum. And quite honestly, everyone has advised me not to do this museum. And we have gone over it over and over and over again, and I refuse to make it politically correct. I am only going to tell the truth through the objects and through verifiable facts about what slavery is. And we start with the colonial slave trade, but we tell the truth about America. We tell the truth about slavery and all of its horrors and all of its misconceptions. But we're not doing this to rehash the past, but to look to the future. Because as we look, continue to look for blame and point fingers at the past, we are creating a history for ourselves where future Americans, if they exist, will look back on us and say, what monsters? How did they not do anything about this? I just had to write a letter to my staff today because the staffs have been working all through the night as the doors open up to our studios on Saturday. And there are some really disturbing sections right at the cross of our building, which is the where everything kind of meets, right in the center atrium. There is a large tree, and it has disturbing images in it and actual Klan uniforms from the 1800s. And then what they haven't seen is the cage that comes in today with the uniform of one of the ISIS slaves that was killed for not submitting to Islam. It is a powerful, powerful message. And you can make it about politics, I guess, if you wanted to. We're not making this about politics, and we're only trying to learn from the past. And as we started putting this together, my hope was that we could show the parallels from the past to our future and present. And it is all there, including the fact. I should not tell you this, but I'm going to. We usually put about 6,000 people through our museums in the summer. We're going through exactly what our founders went through and the early abolitionists. Nobody wants to look at this problem. And we have sold about 500 tickets. You know, that's only 5,500 less than what we would sell at this point in our museums. We rely on divine providence. We know that as long as we stay true to the message and our hearts are pure, as long as we are trying to get people to wake up and focus on something that is truly significant, something that has eternal significance. If what you're doing today and what we're talking about does not have eternal consequences and ramifications, why are you doing it? I ask myself that almost every day, and almost every day I say I should not be doing what I'm doing. But there are a few times that I know what we do has eternal consequences, and what you've done with the Nazarene Fund has eternal consequences. These are real people. They are Christians just like you, if you happen to be a Christian. They are a person, a human just like you, if you still choose to identify as a human. The case is so strong. And the case that we will make in our museum, I think, will change the course of your life. It will give you a deep understanding of what we've went through and what causes slavery. It's not racism. It wasn't an American problem. It's a human problem. And while we point fingers and make America the bad guy for literally only 4% of the slaves that were delivered during the slave trade, 45% went to Brazil. How come they're not the monster? Because it's all about politics. It's all about power. And slavery always is about that. And it, quite frankly, if you continue to find that you are the victim, you have never taken off those chains. And by not paying attention to what's going on today, we are forging new chains on ourselves. And those chains are eternal. I'd really like you to come to our museum. And a lot of people can't, and we're going to make it available for you digitally. A lot of people can't because of the cost of actually physically getting here. But if you are anywhere within the sound of my voice, I urge you to come. I would like to see you here. But if not, I am content that the people who are here are the right ones, the ones who will take this on and change the world and teach their children what truth really is. Without a trigger warning, the truth is painful. Mercury1.org. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Let me talk to you about Goldline. There's a four-coin collection now of 1881 $5 Liberty gold coins from the U.S. They acquired these, a hoard of these coins, not a large quantity, but enough to make a special offer to Goldline customers, especially if you've purchased gold before. This is the kind of gold that I like to have. These were used heavily during the late 1800s. Our country was strong, expanding in the Midwest. They were initiating new projects. Money from the East Coast was flying out west. Well, not actually flying, but on a wagon train of some sort, even the train by this point. These are historic foregoing collections, and they're historic collector's items. This is when the electric iron was invented. The Wharton School of Finance was established with this coin, believe it or not. And when there was the showdown of the OK Corral, this is what the Cowboys had. Right now, you can own those coins. 866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-GOLDLINE. Read the important risk information and make sure gold is right for you. It's 866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com.
To get your tickets or support the Mercury One Museum, go to mercuryone.org, mercuryone.org right now.
You know, I'm so disgusted by the left. And I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm talking about the left. I'm disgusted by them. And I think this is why, unless Google and Facebook, you know, decide to use all their algorithms change the results of an election and skew people, this is why the left is going to lose in a spectacular fashion. Everyone knows that these are not concentration camps on our border, but AOC, she'll make that case. She'll do it without any shame because she never will have to pay a price for it. She will never be deemed dangerous to the community. And so she'll never be banned. She'll never be questioned. She'll never have her back up against the wall because all of the allies on the left walk in lockstep. And so you can say anything. Now, how is that helping? Never again. By saying what's happening on our border is akin to what happened in concentration camps. Oh, she wasn't talking about Germany. Okay, let's talk about North Korea. Let's talk about the concentration camps in Russia. Let's talk about the concentration camps anywhere in the world. We all know what a concentration camp is. How's that helping? And yet at the same time, the left, along with their media allies, along with Google and Facebook, will ban you if you talk about the Islamic State. If they tell you the danger of those who take the Quran literally. Now, they'll tell you that every Christian takes the Bible, every word, as literal. And that's why they're so dangerous. But they won't say that about the Quran. In fact, they will embrace people like Ilhan Omar. They won't expose her for what she is. Where is Ilhan Omar? Why is she not speaking up? If she's such a good Muslim, why is she not leading the charge against Boko Haram? Ask yourself that. Isn't it Dietrich Bonhoeffer who led against the Nazis, was one of the real leaders of the Nazis? Weren't they Germans that risked their lives? How is it Ilhan Omar's life is so very, very safe with the number one corporation of murder, Islamists? How come she doesn't have to live like some of my friends who are or were Islamists? And now have to live with guards 24/7 because they dare speak out about it. How is it, if she's such a leader of this new, kinder, gentler Islam, is she not in trouble with the Islamist? So concentration camps, let's just call everything a concentration camp today and belittle that. Make it so you don't really know what a concentration camp really is. Let's not let anybody speak about the truth about the Islamist idea, the Islamist state. Let's just make all Muslims the same. The ones who are stoning homosexuals, who are raping children, kidnapping little girls, enslaving people. Let's just make them just the same as the Muslim right down the street that lives next to you. Wow, what an insult to the good Muslims around the world. Boy, I bet they really feel like we're really being helpful, hmm? Let's jump on that Me Too bandwagon. I love a good hashtag. Save our girls. Hashtag. That did nothing. Hashtag Me Too. Well, that did more than nothing. That actually has done great, grave damage. You know, they didn't learn with Kavanaugh. No, instead, they're going to go all the way. Oh, Fox News, you can't rely on their credibility. But CNN, oh yeah, no, CNN, they've got it down. They're not going to put somebody on that isn't credible. No. How about the woman that is now accused Donald Trump of raping her? Did you see her on CNN? Don't answer that, because nobody did. I don't even think Anderson Cooper was watching, and he was conducting the interview. You could practically hear the screaming in Anderson Cooper's ear. Go to break, go to break, go to break. This woman is nuts. And how many days has she been in the news? In her opening statement where she accuses Donald Trump of rape, she makes a small penis joke. Yes, I know. That's a lot of rape victims are joking about the size of the rapist penis. That is so funny. In the rape circles, that's hysterical, I'm sure. But they overlooked that and decided to put her on national TV last night. Let me give you a clip from Anderson Cooper and CNN.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Take a break. Mm-hmm. Sexy.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Are you hitting on him? What the hell was that? What sexy? Was that? The average person thinks of rape as sexy, as a fantasy? No. When she said, I wasn't raped, I wasn't thrown down on the ground and ravaged. What does that mean to you? In this context, I wasn't raped because I wasn't thrown down on the ground and ravaged. I think she means, you know, not like in the movies where I'm thrown down across the bed and I'm violently raped and ravaged. I didn't enjoy this.
Yeah, that was very weird. What was it? Right? Wasn't it Whoopi Goldberg who said it wasn't rape when she was talking about some sexual assault that a Democrat was accused of? It was it was rape. It wasn't rape. You know, it's like there's like some distinction she's making between a forcible, like a thrown. I don't know. You're right. Ravished, though, it connotates that she's thinking of it in the fantasy realm, which she then later says.
Ravishment.
It is a weird freaking statement. That is a strange thing. You're right that she makes a joke about Trump's size, which is a very weird thing to do in a rape confession.
If somebody would have done this for Barack Obama, I would have never put them on the air. Never. I would have put them on the air and said, I apologize to you because I've done that before.
You have done that.
And kicked that person off because they had zero credibility and I couldn't talk to them prior to. I talked to them early and then they changed their story. Mm-hmm. As soon as they started changing their story, I kicked them off the air. This is a person that is saying that they were raped. If I'm doing a pre-interview with this person, who is doing the screening for your interviews? Somebody who is deaf, dumb, and blind, or just somebody who's working for Bernie or Biden or maybe the campaign workers for Elizabeth Warren? Who is screening the people they're going to interview? Because who in their right mind as a quote-unquote journalist says, yeah, we should have this person on? She's credible.
And she's got obviously a book coming out, so there's an incentive here for a very headline-grabbing story. She was asked, hey, you wore the clothes that this happened in. You said you hadn't worn them since. We could probably test that for DNA. And they asked her about that, and she said, nah, it's okay. That's all right. No thanks. Why wouldn't, she can say all she wants, she doesn't think it's a rape. What she has talked about is absolutely legally rape. It is a horrific crime. She says that he inserted himself into her, and that's when she makes the small manhood joke about Trump. But that is absolutely a rape. It should be, I don't know all the details. I mean, this was in New York City. I can't imagine that there would be who knows? I don't know all the legal ramifications, whether he could be charged for it at this point. But I mean, if this actually happened, he should be charged for it. And everybody in this audience would want him to go to prison if he did what she said.
You had DNA evidence. You had real evidence. And she was at all credible.
Right.
That he raped somebody. I think everybody in this audience would be for that.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah,
if not, you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, there's this idea that I think there is a thirst to obviously take down the president. They're going to automatically believe where they automatically didn't believe someone like,
Juanita Broderick.
Right. And people are like, well, if you believed Juanita Broderick, you have to believe this, that there is way more evidence with Juanita Broderick.
Yeah.
You go back and look at the evidence of that. It's stunning.
And she was credible.
Yeah, she was credible.
She was credible.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Jones, I don't know. I think, but Juanita Broderick, absolutely, positively, yes.
I mean, she gave all sorts of details, contemporaneous details, had friends at the time she talked about. Now, she's saying like, well, I told two friends 30 years ago and here they are. And it's like, well, we don't know who the friends are. We don't know what their motivations are. Again, when you're accusing someone of one of the two, let's say, worst crimes you can possibly accuse someone of, It's kind of a big deal. And, you know, evidence is important in a situation like that. And all this is going to be used for is this will come in, and because of how bizarre she's acting on camera, it will fade away. They will just add it to the group of people who have accused him. So that if it was, you know, 18 before, it's 19 now. If it was 12 before, it's 13 now. I don't know what the number is that they're saying these days, who have accused of Donald Trump of sexual assault. They'll just add it on to the number that they already have. And then that becomes more credible, right? Even though this particular person, they're no longer trotting out as the picture of credibility, they can still have the number there. And the number, you have to go through and break it down, and people won't do that. So, look, I, you know, if he did think these things, obviously, everybody in the audience, every person who voted for him would want him in prison, would want him in prison. But that's why you have to take the accusation seriously and not just believe every single person who trots out a new one.
And this is the leadership of the people who say they're going to create a fair and just world. Mm. Rape, accusations of rape mean nothing because of the way the left has behaved. And they've just, you have to believe the woman, even if she is absolutely not credible. And they've so twisted and distorted the meaning of the word rape that you have to talk about rape. Who's helping? Who's hurting? Same thing with Islam and Islamist. There's a difference between an Islamist and Islam. Can't talk about that. Who's helping and who's hurting? More in a second.
Point out, by the way, that this comes from an excerpt of her book called What Do We Need Men For? The name of the book.
Well, I think for those rape fantasies, probably.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Our sponsor is Real Estate Agents I Trust. Over 1,000 active agents and another 5,000 who are on a waiting list to join. We don't just let anybody come on board. We make sure that we vet every single person before we turn them over to you. We want to make sure that we live up to the name of the company, realestateagentsitrust.com. So we take that personally. Do I trust this real estate agent? Do the people who are hiring these agents or representing these agents for me, do they trust them? It's Real Estate Agents I Trust. So you can say in the end, it's a real estate agent I trust. realestateagentsitrust.com. They have a high sense of urgency. Our team responds to every inquiry in minutes, not in hours. I mean, unless it's in the middle of the night. Professional conduct, return calls. They do what they promise they're going to do. They're all experts in evaluating the value of homes in their market. And they exemplify the truth lives here creed of me and my companies. The truth lives here. This isn't a sponsor that I'm recommending. This is my company that I recommend to you. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. It's a small family-run business run by my family. realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. Let me go to Sandy in L.A. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I'd like to report a credible accusation of assault against Donald Trump.
Okay, credible. All right.
Yes. It was September 31st, 1938.
Wait, hang on. 1938?
Yeah, 1938. On September 31st, it happened at an Apple store, and I was buying an iPad.
There were no Apples.
Excuse me.
All right,
excuse
sorry.
Me. Let me tell you my truth.
Okay, all right. Sandy, may I ask you, because we're about to run out of time.
Yes.
The New York Times didn't find this last woman credible against Donald Trump, and they are now apologizing that they should have reported this. Could I have you on tomorrow? Because my first instinct is to not find you credible.
Are you silencing my voice?
No, I want to give you the true platform I think you deserve on tomorrow's broadcast.
Can we? Thank you. Thank you, Glenn.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You sound like a beautiful woman, Sandy.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.